difference in terms of the drug run.
I guess my specific comment, there probably aren't a whole lot of accountable offenders. There probably aren't a lot of awards of pain and suffering and other intangible costs of over $250,000. There certainly are some, but very few. The where the real cost in insurance is are the smaller losses, but there's lots of them. You know, if you have $10,000-$50,000 losses, it adds up to a lot of money. And there's a whole lot more of those than there are $1 million cases. But in settling a claim, when you're negotiating, say you were the insurance company and you're negotiating with the claimant or the claimant's attorney, the leverage is, well, if you don't offer policy limits, then we're going to sue for big punitive damages. And well, if we get them, then your insured is going to sue you for bad faith because they got to pay them and you didn't cover them. Or if you didn't sell within policy limits, and now they're uninsured, big loss. The non-economic awards, you know, I've only got $50,000 in medical bills, but we're going to sue for $100 million for pain and stuff. That's as good a number as any, and if we get it, where are you in trouble? But we'll settle for $100,000. Yeah, but you didn't really even hurt. He said, I know, but we get you for $100 million, and I got you. So, you know, in the case of Representative Collins, you have to look at the bottom line and say, you know, what's the maximum this will cost me? What's the probable amount this will cost me? And is it worth putting a little extra in to settle it? Take that remote chance that I'm going to hit the, you know, I guess the realistic way to look at that. So settlements are important. There's no doubt about that. When we talk about judgments, though, students and everyone said, well, you know, there aren't any claims, or there's only a couple of claims in the city that's significant. I don't know. I think the significance is the leverage that's used in settling those claims. But I think, you know, I mean, include non-economic awards. I think it's important. I mentioned that. But I don't include it as important as some of the other ones. So, I mean, there's...
We're looking at these pillars from a standpoint, too, of how the division is going to be able to leverage the insurance companies should any of these things pass. We have to say we're interested
in that. Yeah, I understand that. I think I need to refine my question a little bit, and I'll get to that later.
And quite frankly, even if we knew that none of these would make an ounce of difference, if the companies perceive that they do, and we can use those, tighten the thumb screws a little bit, then we can affect availability and price, even if it doesn't make it. You know, in daycare, you know, we don't tell them they've had horrible losses. We tell them, you know, we'll get you the underwriting data that you need so you can decide which are the superior risks and good stuff. If they didn't have any losses, you better believe we'd be telling them that. But you know, the losses are there. Better than 10 times what the premiums were, so we'll tell them that. They can figure that out.
Well, a lot of things are based on perception.
Absolutely. Salesmanship is what